The traditional date of the foundation of Rome is April 21st, 753 BC. It comes from the work of Roman historian Livy and other classical sources such as the Roman antiquarian Varro. This date is rooted in legend rather than solid historical evidence, though, as records from such a distant time are sparse and often intertwine with myth. According to Roman mythology, the story of Rome's foundation revolves around the figures of Romulus and Remus, twin brothers who were supposed sons of Rhea Silva, a Vestal virgin, and Mars, the god of war. As babies, they were ordered to be drowned in the Tiber River by their great uncle, Amulius. He had usurped their grandfather, Numitor, as king of Alba Longa. However, the servant tasked with the deeds set them adrift in a basket on the river. They were ultimately rescued by a she-wolf who nursed them in her den at the base of what would become Palatine Hill. Now, as young men raised by a she-wolf, Romulus and Remus restored their grandfather to the throne of Alba Longa and set out to establish their own city. They chose the site where the she-wolf had nursed them, located near the Tiber River. The brothers, however, soon fell into disagreement over where exactly the city should be founded. Romulus preferred the Palatine Hill, while Remus favored the Aventine Hill. This dispute led to a tragic conclusion when, during a fit of anger, Romulus killed Remus. Romulus then became the sole founder of the new city and named it Roma, after himself. The exact circumstances of the founding, such as Romulus's establishment of the city's first religious and political institutions, are enveloped in legend, but they do serve as foundational mythos of ancient Rome. Romulus is said to have inaugurated Rome's first political system with military legions, and supposedly he abducted women from the neighboring Sabine tribe to provide wives for his predominantly male followers, an event known as the Rape of the Sabine Women. This act, which eventually led to the integration of the Sabines into the Roman population, highlights the aggressive expansionism and complex intercommunity relationships that characterized Rome's early history. The legend of Romulus and Remus serves as a reflection of Rome's values, culture, and the city's storied beginning that blends mythology with emerging societal norms of the time. Although the historical accuracy of these events is widely debated and considered more symbolic than factual, the story of Romulus and Remus remains a key element of Roman heritage. These are interesting things with JC.